Thank you.
Obviously, the fact that you're going to be facing Chelsea in the final brings back memories of 2 years ago. Not just facing them in two cup finals, but the fact that at that point you were fighting on four fronts as well. I just wonder, from the experience of 2 years ago, is there anything that you've learned from that will maybe help this time around?
Didn't think about it, to be honest, because we are far off having four finals. We qualified for one. But we learned that it makes no sense to plan the next one if you didn't even play the first one. So, there's nothing. And it depends all. These competitions are obviously not, or all the competitions are not made that somebody wins all of them. That's just how it is, because the number of games I saw now, if we win on Sunday, the final is obviously on Sunday the 26th. Is it 25th, 26th? What is the Sunday? 25th. So, and then 3 days later is the next FA Cup round. So obviously nobody cares really when is what. And that's how it is. And there's nothing to learn about. And what's then the question will come, if we do that again and would qualify for three finals, what again is very unlikely. It's just the nature of the thing. Then everybody will ask, what does it mean for next year and stuff like this? Because after we did that, obviously after was not great, but that had plenty of reasons, and is only one of 500 reasons was that we had only played all the finals and in the league until the last match day. So that's not a problem at all. But we don't have to worry about that now. We just are happy that we could qualify for that one, and it was a big one. The response in the dressing room was really cool. It was really nice to see how much it meant to the boys. I didn't question that, actually. I just said before the game that it obviously means everything to Fulham, and if it means to us as much, we have to show it on the pitch, and that's what I saw. So all good.
And in closing the tie out as well, you're obviously able to bring the kids on again, and leave someone like Andy Robertson on the bench. So I just wonder now, how important is it for Andy and possibly Trent and Dominic to get minutes in ahead of games against Chelsea and Arsenal to come next week?
There's a chance for all of them, but we will really have to see. It's touch and go. Obviously, Robbo is physically ready, and I think it was good to have him in a match day squad. And he's complete in the normal team training schedule, like Dom from tomorrow on. He had yesterday a session. Today he has a day off as well. And then from tomorrow on, he's in completely normal. That means he's obviously ready for minutes. With Trent, is it already Norwich or is it the game after? We have to see. He was not in team training, not even parts of team training yet. So if he can be in tomorrow, then I have to make a decision there. That's it, pretty much. So with these boys, and then we will see. It would be absolutely very helpful if they all would be could be involved, but we have to see.
And obviously, I have to ask about Mo. I take it that he's back and started that intensive treatment as well. Have you spoken to him? How is he? How's he reacted to you as well, to this criticism that he's received about?
No, we didn't. We didn't speak yet about it. I didn't see him for that. But we can. Look, that's the world we are living in. And so it's just, I think even most people in Egypt understand the situation, because we have exactly the same, I can say it again, we have exactly the same target as Egypt. Make Mo as quick fit as possible. That's all. That's all we want. And I think that's how it always is. If a player's injured, we try everything to help him to get as fit, to get fit as quick as possible. So now it's a tournament. But that's the one thing, and what people say is one thing, and what is right is another thing. Sometimes it matches, but it's not always the case. And all parts agreed on that it makes sense that he's doing the rehab here. So, and that's what we are doing now. And we have a season to play, so we want him fit. But if he's fit earlier, then... Or as long as Egypt is still in the tournament, he will go back. That's clear. So and then it's a win-win if you want. And then he's coming back after that, after the tournament or whenever. So that's the situation, nothing else. And the rest is just these blown up discussions from because somebody said something, and then you all of a sudden you have to react on everything. But it's we have to be sensible in this moment, and that means all of us have to be the Egyptian FAs as well. So we all agree on that. And how I said last night, if I said something too early, because I said I'm not sure, you got to ask a question, and I knew there were discussions that he might come home, but I didn't know if that was already solved or not. I have different things to do, and somebody tells me then, how can you say that? And I'm sorry, but it was not intentionally wrong. If it's just, oh, well, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I just didn't know exactly how the situation was in that moment. And that's it.
Carlos.
Hi, Jürgen. After difficult times last season, but then seeing how the players, what they've achieved so far already this season, what to say about the squad, especially if you had the injuries as well, what to say about the squad of how it turned it around?
Yeah, a lot. We speak pretty much about that from the beginning of the season, if you want, because we had the turnarounds in the beginning of the season very early. Did we have a red card at Chelsea? No, that was probably the only game in the beginning where we didn't get a red card. But then Bournemouth and all the things started, and we had to come from behind and these kind of things. So we said then it helps to grow together as a group. It does. You cannot plan it. You cannot tell. Do a preseason and say afterwards maybe start all the games with 10 men and let's see how far we get. But that's true. So since then we had different things. We had loads of injuries to deal with, and that's never good. It's just not good. We want them all, have them all available. But if it happens, you cannot change it in a moment anymore. So you have to try to work with that, and that's what we did, obviously. And that's where I think. Jarrell Kwanzaa is just a product of that. He would have had games anyway, but the amount, I'm not sure. I don't know. So that's how it is now. Conor Bradley would have had more games already if he wouldn't been injured himself. Bless you. And and who else? That's just how it is. And Bobby Clark. It's so nice to bring him on now. Everybody sees he's ready. That's it. That's now the next step for him. Was he ready half a year ago? I don't know. But now he is, and now you can bring him on, and he's not. He can fill the role and make an impression, and that's really good. So that just shows if you want an injury crisis, or I want to call it, gives opportunities. And then in these specific cases, we the boys use them, and that's really nice. And we came through all that so far, but and now we are really on the edge. Nothing. Can happen anymore, to be honest. We have the same amount of games coming up. We play all the time now, from now on, and so we need them all, and we need them all back. And I hope that Thiago and Stefan will be back as well, in rather sooner than later. So that would be cool. Kosti is close. Kosti is actually fit. Kosti just has to wait now for the green light, because the bone healing takes much longer, but the plate is doing the job in a moment. Now we have to figure out when is one taking enough over, let me say like that. And then he's in training as well. He was not out that long, like Trent was not, like Dom was not. So let's go from there. It says just the boys understand that we have some quality and we want to use it to a full extent. That's it.
And one of those injuries, a long-term injury, Andy Robertson, you've already mentioned. Has it been the flip side of the injury, has it been good to him to have a rest? He has been playing a lot of football, hasn't he?
Definitely, having a rest is good. 3 months is definitely too long, especially for Robbo, who's not used to that. And when it happened, that time long ago, it was a real shocker. It was like, Robbo, okay. We knew we have Kosti, but we had an awful lot of games coming up. So in that moment, Kosti stepped in. In the same moment, and later on, especially, Joey stepped in. So that's all very, very positive. And I think Joey is definitely, if you want to have that, the winner of that season so far, because he's just back to his best. It's really cool for us and very good for him. So we had solutions without knowing that we will have that to that extent, because there was no real drop-off. That's the best thing to say. We had to adapt from a formation point of view, but that's not a massive problem. That's, we can do that. And that's what we always said. If a few injuries we always can deal with, you have to. And if one or two more coming up, then you have to maybe change formation or stuff like this. And that's what we did, and so far it worked kind of out.
Carl at the back.
Hi, Carl.
Footballing reunion with David Wagner. I just wondered, do you enjoy these encounters with him, and what you made of the job he's been doing?
Oh, yes, I enjoy a lot. And we had already conversations about it. He asked me for a massive rotation. I told him that doesn't help, obviously. We spoke about it. Really good job, but really difficult job. So he lost, I think the start of the season was really good, and then they lost their, more or less their offensive department, and that's when they struggled a little bit. Now they are in touching distance with the playoff spots. Lost last night, didn't see anything about it yet. About the Leeds game, but lost last night, and obviously have big games coming up. So championship season itself is already pretty intense. But if you have a longer FA Cup run in it, it's obviously very similar to a very successful Premier League season with international football or something like that, because the amount of teams in the league and the amount of games you have. I follow it as much as I can, and because I'm just interested in everything what he's doing, and so. Yeah, it's cool to have the game. And he, when he was at Huddersfield, when he worked at Huddersfield, he watched obviously a lot of games here in the stadium. When they didn't play, he was here. And that's now he's back. He didn't see the newsstand, I think. Did he? No. So, and we didn't see each other for a long time. So next time would have been probably in the summer, whenever. And so now it's good to catch up and to lock horns again. Whatever. No, now that 4 years ago I wouldn't have got a word, but that means obviously from all what you said, you speak really quick, huh? So it's fine. But meanwhile, I think it was about Kwanzaa, huh? So I liked him from the first moment I saw him, but that means just what offers the boy from a physical point of view when they're really young, 16, 17, 18, that's how long I know him. I knew he's a good footballer, which is absolutely helpful and not rare nowadays, but it's quite special how calm he is on the ball. And it's all about when is he ready for adult football, because in that position, each challenge is a reality check. So you might be the best in your age group. That means, first and foremost, nothing for the adult world in this case, because you have strong opponents. They are, they know all the dirt, what is that? The dark arts and all these kind of things, how to bring yourself in a better position. So, and he's dealing with that I didn't expect that quick. That's true. But the preseason showed that the preseason was super positive, super positive. And we wanted to, so we got asked a lot that we have to sign a new center half. And obviously we're thinking about that as well. It's not that we ignore potential issues or whatever. But when we saw him, it was clear that we will not go for it, that we will have our own solution. And without knowing how much game time we will get already this year, and because of the situation, and because of his development, he obviously is now proper part of the squad, proper part of the rotation thing. It's not about performing. They all are good. It's about how can you share intensity. And there he plays an important role. And last night, again, was a really good game. The way we play with the last line, I wouldn't call it risky, but it's not a normal centre-half game. So you have a lot of 1v1 situations. A lot of space in behind you very often. That's we have to be brave, and he is really brave in this situation. And with the ball, he's brave as well and has a really good overview and a good technique. So it's an interesting package. Really excited about it.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for having me.